Hello, everyone. Why can't I get this intro right? Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams. This is the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I want to thank each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice. So, over the Christmas holidays, we took a little bit of a vacation, a break. We actually ended up going to Universal Studios in Florida for Christmas, and let me tell you, something I don't plan on doing again. I think everybody had the same idea. The park was incredibly crowded. Me being a big Harry Potter fan, I was going for the Hogsmeade, the Diagon Alley, like the whole Harry Potter experience to get my butterbeer and everything. But man, when I tell you that park was so crowded, and I mean everywhere. I mean, they got the exhibit for the superheroes like the Hulk and the X-Men and Spider-Man and so on and so forth. And then you go around to, the Sunday comic strip area where there's old school comic characters like Heathcliff and Blondie and the Phantom. I mean, all kinds of old school Sunday comic strip characters. And then you go around to where like Jurassic Park and King Kong is, and they just added a place. It's gotta be a new place because it wasn't there 2 years ago. It was the escape from, what's his name? Poseidon. It was Poseidon's Revenge or Escape from Poseidon, something like that. Nice little underwater area. They had all kinds of water fountains doing all these little shooting water up and little decorative ways and things. They had a nice little restaurant in there. But I went for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And when I tell you that entire park was elbow to elbow with people, good Lord have mercy. So I think the best time probably is to go like May or June during off season, off peak season or whatever. But man, it got me thinking, and of course I had to look it up, about where the ideas for this park actually came from, how all of this came to be. And it was very interesting. It's definitely a good little story about making a mistake and then trying again. So way back when Walt Disney was planning his original park, he wanted it, of course the first one was in California, so he built it by his studios. I think it was in Burbank, California. So he bought up some area, opened up his first park, and there were actually a whole bunch of people trying to capitalize on the Walt Disney name and the brand, because of course Mickey Mouse was big and other projects that he had done with animation back then were huge. So there was a whole bunch of people that bought up and erected all of these little sleazy hotels and billboards and like tourist attractions, and they were right there beside the park apparently in California. Now, I've never been to California, so I am not entirely sure about this. But the way the story goes is that Walt Disney was not satisfied with the park in California. He wanted to have control not only of the park, but of the surrounding lands. So he goes looking around, various airplane trips, car rides. I can't imagine how long he searched until he settled on the area in Florida. So, learning from his mistake, taking a different route, he formed dummy corporations so people would not know that it was him. And he started secretly buying up all of this land. The first parts of the land, which everybody considered back then, was to be like worthless swamps and marshlands. He was buying land for $80 an acre. And it was dummy corporations. Nobody knew what was going on, so nobody paid attention to it. As time went on, he bought a little bit more land. And he bought a little bit more land, bought a little bit more land. By the time anybody knew that Walt Disney was involved, he had bought so much land that the park, even as it stands today, they can develop and build more and expand the park for like the next 20 years before they even come close to running out of land. So he went back in, kind of did it the sly way. Nobody knew it was him. And he controls the surrounding area around the park, which is why in Florida, around like Epcot Center and Disney World and Universal, there's not a whole bunch of well, there really aren't any like resorts or anything like that. Like, they basically have control over the area surrounding the park, which is why with the resort that we stayed at, no matter what resort you stay at, in the one in Florida, you have to drive at least 5 or 6 miles, I think it might be even 10 miles, before you can even get to the park. And boy, that highway, good Lord, that highway was just ridiculous. I have never seen a highway that's packed from 5 o'clock in the morning until whenever. There wasn't a time that we went on the highway and it wasn't just like bumper to bumper, basically parked traffic going 2-3 miles an hour. So anyway, I still had a wonderful time, still had a great time, still got my butter beer, went to the park, did all of the things, I got a wand and all of that. But man, just think about, okay, he went and bought some land in California, it didn't work out. The normal person would have just kind of like stopped at that point. Let's not even do that. Let's try to rewrite some laws or finagle something so that we can get more land and just focus on the one in California. No. He went and was like, I'm going to do this again, but this time I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to do it on the other side of the country. So that's a quick little lesson that I got from my visit to Orlando, Universal Studios, and went and checked out a basketball game and all of that good stuff. It was a nice time away, nice time off. So with that out of the way, let me talk about our sponsor. Let's talk about Organifi. Want to keep your mind tight, you want to keep your mind straight, keep your body constantly getting rid of toxins and impurities? Check out OrganifiShop.com. Pick up some of their green juice or the red juice. They've got the gold juice. They even have the little packs that you can just dump into your water bottle and take it on the go. Visit OrganifiShop.com. Use the promo code DeCourcy15 and you'll get 15% off of your entire order. And all that information, of course, I'll have in the show notes. Please stay tuned. All right, now let's get into what I wanted to talk about today. Welcome to 2019. It's a brand new year, and this year, let's be intentional. I think in the last podcast, I was talking about having the ability to self-assess and live in your own truth. This is going to be the year of living your best life, I guess. I hate to sound so cliche, but since everybody's saying that now, how do you really live your best life? How do you start being the person that you were meant to be instead of acting like how you think everybody thinks that you ought to be? So follow me here on this. So these are going to be tips to living the best life that you can, 2019, the beginning. So I heard something, and it's actually really helped me out these last couple of weeks. I was listening to one of my mentors that I listen to on a daily basis, and he told a story about fishing. So let's say, for instance, you're going fishing out in the ocean and you want to catch some big game fish. So you go fishing, you bring your catches in for the day. You've done a full day of fishing, and no matter what fish you caught, but you bring it home, you're cleaning it up, you're about to prepare it to be cooked. What's one of the first things that you do to fish? Now, anybody that cooks, you season it up, right? And one of the ingredients that you season it up with should be salt, along with a whole bunch of other things. So think about the ocean. Think about saltwater ocean. And you've got a fish living in the ocean its entire life. And then the first thing that we do to it is we season it with salt. How is that possible? Because a saying that I heard is, you can be in this world, but not of this world. So you have a fish that lives its entire life in salt water, and it does not absorb that salt. It does not take that in. It's a fancy way of saying You gotta shake it off. What was that song back in a little while ago? You gotta shake it off. So how can you apply that in your real life? We all have situations that we don't want to be in, and it's very easy to give into despair and anger and whatever negative emotion that we have. It's very easy to kind of sit and stew in those emotions when you're in that situation. But think of it as being like that fish in that salt water. You can be in a particular situation, but you do not have to absorb that situation. You do not have to give yourself over to the feelings of that situation. So let me say it like this. You've got greatness in you. I believe if you're listening to this, I believe everybody on the planet has something great in them. You do have meaning for your life. Now, a lot of people might perceive that as being small or mediocre or even unimportant to whatever they're doing at whatever point in their life. You don't have to subscribe to that negative part. You are here for a purpose, and you are definitely important. Now, this world is designed to make you feel like you are not. This world is designed to make you feel like you're not important or funny or intelligent or worthwhile. Well, not at least until you buy a particular product that they're marketing or something that they're trying to get you to pay attention to. But you have to realize that you and you alone are responsible for your feelings of self-worth. Now, being caught up in a particular situation, I know it's really easy to start to see that maybe you don't have a way out or the situation's never going to end. But man, you just got to keep going day by day. You can be in that situation, but you do not have to be of that situation. Another way to live your best life in 2019, let's eliminate victimhood out of the equation completely. Now, unfortunately, everything that's in your life is there because we chose it to be there. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things that happen to people and they didn't choose it. I'm not talking about an accident, bus crash. I'm not talking about somebody contracting a deadly disease. I'm not talking about somebody being a victim of a natural disaster. I'm talking about victimhood. Sometimes things happen and you have to say, okay, now what? I listen to Les Brown, and a lot of times he says, when you get knocked down, because life is going to knock you down, make sure you land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Now, some people, when they get knocked down, they stay there. They chose that, unfortunately. They chose to stay lying on the ground. Life keeps on going. So when those bad things happen, you can either look at it as something that's going to stop you entirely, or you can just look around and say, okay, what now? How am I going to handle it? Now, remember, I'm talking about victimhood here. There are a lot of people that walk around and they enjoy playing the victim. It's comfortable. It's comfortable to get into that mentality of, oh, woe is me. Why did this have to happen to me? Why didn't so-and-so happen? Why didn't that promotion go through? Why didn't I get that raise? Or why didn't I get that job? I mean, whatever. You don't have to sit there and wallow in that. That is not your calling. So, challenge of 2019 is to no longer be a victim. And yes, I understand that there are bad things that happen. I mean, horrible, horrible things. People have done you wrong. People are going to continue to do you wrong. Murphy has visited you more times than you care to remember. Oh, you never heard of Murphy? Murphy's Law about anything that can go wrong, will go wrong, and at the worst possible moment? Don't worry, if you haven't met him yet, he's waiting on you. You'll meet him up eventually. Happens to all of us. Family members write you off, people dragging your name through the mud, your plans for the future fall through right from underneath your feet. Yeah, all of this is swirling around you. But you have the power to choose to not let it break you and continue on your path to greatness. And we all have our path that we have to go through. All of us. You can look the problem in the face. Somebody else that I like to listen to, his name is Sean Cannell. Punch fear in the face. Punch your problems in the face and keep on moving forward. It's a quote that I got from him. So something that's been helping me out, really, like, I'm in a particular situation that I don't like, I don't want to be in, but I always think of myself as that fish swimming through the ocean, being totally engulfed in a situation, but I'm not of that situation. The situation is not me. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm not going to allow my self-pity and my negative thoughts that I've allowed to consume me for so long, I'm not going to allow that to be running my life anymore. And that's all it boils down to, you having the choice. You can choose to be a victor or you can choose to be a victim. So that's it. Those are the two things. 2019, we talk about living our best life. It's not just a song. We got people doing it for real, but it takes work. That's the thing that the song doesn't tell you. The song doesn't talk about all the hard work that you got to do in order to live your best life. So yeah, that's it. Thank you very much for joining me. I want to invite you guys to join me on our Facebook page. I'll also have a link to that in the show notes as well. And in an effort to help out people in all aspects of their life this year, I also will not only want to talk about or introduce people to or products like Organifi, but there's something else that I use to help me get my money going right. Now, I've talked about it before, but there's an app called Stash. There's a lot of apps that help you save money and do it automatically. But the app that I like to use is Stash. Just because of the ease of use, you can take however much money that you want and put it into an account. You can have it set up to do it every week, every 2 weeks, every month. You can set up the amount. You set up the particular things that you want to invest in. They've got different little names for particular index funds that they offer. You get to pick from all of that. You can have a certain amount going to a particular fund every week, every 2 week, every month, whatever is comfortable for you. You could have whatever amount that you want going in. So if you never have invested before, or if you're new to investing, this is a perfect way for you to get started. So I'm going to leave a link to Stash in the show notes as well. And Stash is doing something amazing just to get you started. If you sign up, they're offering you $5 for free. That may not sound like much, but that's a start. It's the start of a great journey starts with taking the first step. So with that, I'm going to leave it there. Don't forget about Organifi. We got OrganifiShop.com. Use the promo code DeCourcy15. Go ahead and get your daily dose of your green juices to get your body flushing out all those toxins, get you feeling right, get your mind clear, help keep your immune system nice and strong. Man, I do this daily. I love the Organifi. It's one of my go-to products. I can't go without it. Can't go without it. That and coffee. So thank you very much for joining me, guys, for this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I will see you in the next one.